Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We knew we had to prevent a massive tax increase, so we put it in the bill. We knew we needed to secure America's border, as President Trump ran on all across this country and won the election on, and we put it in this bill. We ran on and said we would produce more American energy, and we put it in this bill. All the things that we knew we needed to do to root out waste, fraud, and abuse in government, focus on those families who are struggling. All of that is in this one big, beautiful bill. And yes, now the House has come together and passed this bill against all odds, but we're still working on the rest of the process. Still goes to the Senate. Senate has a lot of work to do, too. That's why we've been talking to the Senate for a long time. But it's their turn to take this bill and move forward. But I'll tell you, none of this would be possible without the leadership of President Trump, who every step of the way not only laid out the vision, ran a campaign on this vision, but every step of the way, too, said, whatever you need, let me know. And he was there to help us.
Steve Scalise, the House Majority Leader, representative there, talking about the passage of this bill. What was it, like 3:15 in the morning when they passed this bill?
It was somewhere between 1 and 3.
I think it finally passed at about 3 something. But guys, listen, if you want to like live a college life, you just, the rules meeting, 1 a.m. the night before, passing bills at 3:15. This is party town.
Yeah, chalupas.
What?
Well, that's what we did at 1 a.m.
Chalupas?
Yeah, we did big chalupa
Brian's
runs.
Got Taco Bell.
That's
on
not.
The
I'm not alone in that. Come on. We would go do a chalupa run, then we'd pass a bill.
It's just really specific. And honestly, I can think of groups that I was hanging out with at 2 a.m. during college, and we probably would try to pass bills. That's not really.
Student,
I don't know.
Government.
Yeah. No, I never was in student government, but yeah, that's the type of life you lead as a House representative. I mean, it's party all the time. The fun don't stop. Now the Senate gets to do the same thing. The word is that there's not going to be any action on from the Senate by the Memorial Day holiday. So this is probably going to send everybody away for Memorial Day from D.C. They'll come back and the Senate will work on it. There's speculation that it might not be able to get to the president's desk by July 4th. But I have to say, passing this on Wednesday night, early Thursday morning before the Memorial holiday, they beat their deadline of trying to get it. Nobody, these types of things, it's really kind of annoying. But they always say, like, we'll do it by the Memorial holiday. And then everybody's like, oh, you know, they should. What's so terrible about having to work, even if it's into the holiday? A lot of constituents get real worked up about people having to stay into their started vacation or time in district. One thing that I want to point out to people is that when Congress is not in Washington, D.C., they're not off. And actually, I bet it's probably harder work for a lot of these people to be in district, especially if you live in... Mike Boss told me once, I think he said that his district is like a third of the state of Illinois. So if you live in a situation like Mike Boss in some of these gerrymandered places in Illinois, I don't think Missouri... I've heard Missouri people talk, Missourians talking about gerrymandering in Missouri, and I'm like, guys, guys, come on now. Maybe it could be better. There's always room for improvement. But if you look specifically my district in the state of Illinois, the Illinois 13 is a finger. It's like a snake that runs through every college town from here at SIUE all the way up through the University of Illinois. I've been told that they don't think that you can actually drive the whole district without having to leave the district.
Because the roads don't stay in the blue. Wow.
Which is crazy.
That, I mean, it is so narrow at times that I believe that.
It's also, I might add, unconstitutional. Just go read the Illinois State Constitution about how a constituency district is supposed to be drawn. They're not constitutional. But in Illinois, that just doesn't seem to matter. Anyhow, the big, beautiful bill last night passed. We asked the question, I'm glad we asked that question yesterday on the YouTube poll about whether or not you wanted to see it. I think the final number was 78% of 260 votes of you folks. 78% of you said that you wanted to just get Trump's bill passed. And there were 13% of you who said that you wanted them to continue to fight for more cuts. Ryan, you were a very strong advocate of that. You said Chip Roy wasn't going to let you down. Chip Roy voted for this thing. But what people like, Ryan, because I know there's a lot of people out there who are wanting a more fiscally conservative, deficit-reducing effort to be made, this goes to the Senate. That still very much could happen. It's very possible that the House said, we're not going to do this, but they know that the Senate is going to be able to get things done that they couldn't get it done in the House to pass. You pass it in the House, you send it over to the Senate, they modify it. It has to come back to the House to pass their version. And maybe they think once we get it back from the Senate with some of those modifications in it, that maybe that's how they end up getting some of those cuts that they didn't want to burden with such a small majority in the House, those representatives. The SALT consideration went from $10,000. That's a state and local tax write-off. Illinois folks, talking to you. You can go check my X timeline from yesterday. I am a blue state Republican, and I do not want them to use people, to use our states to punish the rest of the country because we can't figure out how to elect fiscally responsible leaders in our state. We should not... I understand the benefit for it, but I don't think it's good fiscal policy. I'll put it that way. But it went from $10,000 to $40,000 last night. And also, the Medicaid work requirements, these are the two of the big concessions that were put in place. The Medicaid work requirements were supposed to go into effect yesterday when we wrapped the show in 2029. Last night, they negotiated that it would go into effect in 2026. We'll see how that ends up shaping up in the Senate. Those things, don't hold your breath on any of this stuff because the Senate can take this thing and change it to the way they're comfortable passing it. And then the House, that's just the way this works. But nonetheless, they were able to get the votes. They got it by one vote. They had one person who sat out and voted president, two people who voted against it, and they were able to get it across the finish line. Ryan, are you disappointed in Chip Roy for not... Because if Chip Roy would have voted against this bill, it wouldn't have passed.
I'm not disappointed in him. I think he is a standard bearer in a way. And he said some of the things even that you were saying that, hey, maybe you know he's looking to the Senate to maybe start rounding off the edge of this thing. I'm glad to hear that from him because I from what I've seen from the Senate, they seem to be less fiscally responsible than the House. But... okay, we'll see.
Not some of the holdouts, though.
Well, Rand Paul certainly isn't.
Yeah, but Rand Paul and Thomas Massie, they like cancel each other.
Yeah, they're on their own plane.
You got the Josh Hawleys that have been kind of vocal about certain things. Now, Josh Hawley's up for re-election next year. Is that right?
No, I don't think so.
No? I thought Hawley was up.
I can look again.
Well, you don't do that, right? Check. Why don't you look
he
up?
He just got elected.
Yeah, I think he did too.
Well... so, but you do have people who are actively trying to pursue those cuts in the Senate. But the people that are on the moderate to left of not left of center, but like very much in the moderates, the Susan Collins and Murkowski's, like you can write those people off on one end, and you can write Rand Paul off on another end.
Yeah,
So
we'll see. But there is, if you really want to hear me being upset at the deficit, go back and listen to yesterday's podcast at 1:45, and I was spouting off about how much I hate the fact that we're not even talking about getting spending to zero. Like, we're still actually increasing the deficit. I'm going to put a positive spin on that today, though, and say, okay, it has passed. And I'll say this. The Democrats' version of a bill, a spending bill, was putting us $2 trillion extra in debt every year. This version puts us $416 billion more into debt every year, which is a lot less, but it's still but it's still debt. So it's not what I would like, but it's like a step in the right direction. But I always say step in the right direction is good, but we're never really getting to the fullness of the goal line. So I'm really mixed.
So we
on
were
this.
Going into how many trillion in debt?
$2 trillion a year under the former bill.
$2 trillion a year under the former bill, and now it's four.
Now it's $416 billion a year, which is a lot less.
Yeah, that's like seven.
It also, you know, like I was saying yesterday, and I think it's really important. There is an ideological way to approach all of this economic, you know, this is so massive. Like, it's to the point where the people who are actually participating in making this thing, there are so many compartments of people who are working on a big bill like this that it all has to come together. I don't really know that there's anyone. I don't know if Mike Johnson could speak to every facet of this bill. And he's the Speaker of the House. But he's implementing different people in different sections. For instance, Mike Bost, who is right here in our listening area. A lot of you folks in the Southern Illinois portion of our listenership know that he's the chairman of the Veterans Affairs Committee. And he's made many commitments to me specifically on the show, but publicly, about how, yeah, they're going to get rid of the waste, fraud, and abuse. And the Veterans Affairs Department doesn't exist for the Veterans Affairs Department. It has to exist for the betterment and the service to those veterans who are in our country. And if there's waste, fraud, and abuse in that department, why the heck wouldn't you cut it? Now, if you're going to cut waste, fraud, and abuse out of the Veterans Affairs Department, and then the left's going to go, how dare they? Then, you know, I would say fly that flag high. Mm-hmm. Just keep saying what you're going to say. I think the American people, in a much more participatory way right now, are understanding here's what the Republicans are trying to do and here's what the Democrats are trying to do. And what the Democrats are trying to do is make you believe that Donald Trump is a failure, is a villain. That's the end goal. Like, I continue to, like, gosh, when you hear people like Hakeem Jeffries or some of the people who speak the most on behalf of the Democrat Party or the Democrat elected officials, when they talk about how terrible things are right now, it doesn't take any like extra research to understand that gas prices are down, that egg prices are down, that military recruiting, people are wanting to sign up for the military right now when they weren't before, that deportations, you know, I think in some cases deportations are down over what they've been before, because we have like not even in the tens of people crossing the southern border in a day that have to be turned around and sent back to their home,
right? Like, immediate deportation.
Yes. So the actual the actuality of what this administration has done, it falls right into place. It's synchronous with the promises that Donald Trump made in his campaign. You know, I remember going back to, I say this like this happened so long ago. I think the president has been president again for 122 days. But when Elon Musk got in there and started dozing all over the place, and the left was like, President Elon Musk, can you believe? And nobody, literally, I know zero people who are in the middle, the moderate, the center, or anybody who is right of that, who is a known conservative, who saw Elon Musk doing what he was doing and is like, I can't believe this is happening. Like, I know zero people. I know people on the far left who like pushed that President Elon Musk, the real president here. Guys, Elon Musk was hooting and hollering and skipping around on rally stages next to Joe Biden because, or excuse me, next to Donald Trump because Donald Trump was going to put him in charge of cutting overspending, fraud, waste, and abuse in all these departments. He made that commitment to the American people. There was no shadow Elon Musk. He was not lurking in the background. He was spending, was it three figures of millions of dollars? For this over $100 million to make sure that Donald Trump was able to get elected, because Donald Trump said he was going to be out there. People, like, this makes me so crazy. We had Democrats after Donald Trump got elected telling us that there was a shadow president. This pisses me off. This makes me so crazy. That the Republicans. The person who they elected isn't actually running the presidency. What the actual fudge brownie are you talking about when you can't look me in the eye and say that this is something that we should be pulling our hair out about? That brings me to the poll question. Is Joe Biden a victim? Now, some of you just fell off your chair. I'll give you time to get back up. Get in your chair. I hope you weren't driving. That would be bad.
If you fell out of your chair and you're driving... Why don't you just turn the radio off?
You're sitting in the Arby's drive-thru.
You opened the door
and just went bloop. Did you hear what Annie Fry just said? Is Joe Biden a victim? I want you to think about that for a second. And we're going to talk about this throughout the course of the show. If Joe Biden is an old, senile man, and he had no idea what was being done around him, and a lot of you understand what old and senile looks like because you've lived it with people who are in your life. What if you didn't love your family member? What if you did to Joe Biden what Jill and Hunter Biden might have done, or what the Democrat Party might have done? Is it possible that Joe Biden is a victim? I gave you an option in this poll today that I don't normally give. Is Joe Biden a victim? Yes, no, or possibly. So I'm giving you the opportunity to kind of peek around the corner and say, I'd like to know more. I'd like to know more about what's happening here. And it's an interesting conversation to have. This might be 99% yes or no and 1% yes. Because I know some people out there who might suggest that he's a victim. But I need to know what you think. But this will be a great day for you to get on the Annie Fry YouTube channel and leave a comment as to why you did. You might be mad that I even suggested he could be a victim. But I want to hear from you as well. Annie Fry YouTube channel, let us know what you think. When we come back, Hans von Spakovsky is going to update us on the legal protections that were in place for 350,000 Venezuelans. What did the Supreme Court say about Trump wanting to strip those legal protections from 350,000 Venezuelans? Well, they ruled on it, and Hans is going to give us that information on the Annie Fry Show when we come back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Supreme Court backs Trump on ending temporary protected status for 350,000 Venezuelans. So President and they can be deported now. They're not protected. They can be deported. That's a nice win for the president, is it not?
It's a huge win. Larry, I've been to Colombia where all the Venezuelans were coming across back in the day when we're having 3,000 to 5,000 people come through the Darien Gap up to the United States of America. It was a disaster, and we did not get the good ones. A lot of the Venezuelans stopped in Colombia. They took 3 million themselves, but the ones that really didn't want to stay, they pushed them right on out. They came up through the Darien Gap, and now they're here in the United States of America, and we are in trouble in a lot of our cities because they do not go by American laws.
We the people of the United States.
More perfect.
In order to form of our perfect union.
Heritage legal expert Hans von Spakovsky.
Well, the Supreme Court ruling that Trump can strip legal protections from 350,000 Venezuelans is, according to the senator there, Tuberville, a big deal. We welcome Hans von Spakovsky back onto the show. Hans, how do you feel about this ruling from the Supreme Court? Any surprise to you, or you think they got it right?
No, I think they got it exactly right. They stayed one of those nationwide injunctions again by a district court judge, and it was the proper ruling because if you look at the statute, what they're talking about is that immigration law gives a president the ability, particularly, for example, when natural disasters occur, to give temporary immigration status to aliens coming into the U.S. Probably the best example of that is when a big hurricane hit Haiti. We've had presidents like Bill Clinton allow large numbers of Haitians to come into the country on a temporary basis, until things could be rectified, you know, in the country they're from, and then the temporary status ends, and they are no longer legally allowed in the country. And if you look at the statute, this is all totally within the discretion of who? The president. So for a federal judge to come in and say, oh, well, you can't do that, was frankly a ridiculous decision, but one also not based on the law. And I think the fact that the Supreme Court, on an emergency basis, stayed that lower court's decision, that tells you that they pretty much agree with that.
You know, Hans, there. First, I don't know if this is like just so fun for you as somebody who is a legal scholar to see all these Supreme Court reactions or rulings or discussions that they're having to have with the Trump administration, turning it up to 11. There's so much coming out. Like, when if my producer says to me, oh, you're going to talk to Hans about the Supreme Court ruling on immigration, I'm like, I need specifics here, because there's so much for people like me,
right,
who are not like you, that it's like, okay, they ruled this way. Is that good for the Trump administration? Is that bad for the Trump administration? When Donald Trump came into office, he seemed to have come very prepared to do a lot of things immediately. Like, maybe he had 4 years off to think about exactly how he would do it if he had the opportunity to do it again. Do you feel as though with this immigration, the illegal immigration deportation plan, that the president came in and said, we're just going to try everything. We're going to throw everything against the wall and see what sticks? Or do you feel like with all of these different methods they've taken to remove people from the country, that they do feel 100% legally sound with every action they've taken?
Oh, I think actually so far they do feel legally sound with the actions they've taken. But I also think this is that they understand, this is the president and his advisors, they understand that there was no one solution to the huge problem caused by the Biden administration, and that they had to take multiple, many steps. I mean, it was everything from closing the border to taking all kinds of actions to get all of the illegal aliens that Joe Biden allowed into the country out. And so it's not a one solution fits all. It's 100 different solutions are needed to fix this problem.
Hans von Spakovsky speaking with us right now. Do you think that they could have anticipated these activist district judges? Is that something that they would have known going in, that this is going to happen? It's going to apply to the whole kit and caboodle with these activists in these districts?
Yeah, I think they did expect it for the same reason that they experienced this in the first Trump administration. Listen, before Donald Trump came into office this time, since 1963, there have only been a little over 125 preliminary injunctions issued, nationwide injunctions issued, in the entire history of the U.S. There wasn't a single one before 1963. Well, of all of those injunctions, half of them were issued during the first Trump administration. So I think they knew that they were going to be engaged in judicial warfare with the left. I got to say, though, that once these cases get out of the lower court, so far, when it comes to the U.S. Supreme Court, he's been doing pretty well.
Yeah, I think so. You know, Hans, really at the crux of, I'm kind of feeling like this at least, the crux of all of these challenges, court challenges against what Donald Trump has been trying to implement to remove, if you've got a mass illegal immigration, you're going to have a mass deportation. It's the only way to rectify
That's right.
that error that has taken place in the Joe Biden presidency. And even before that, at the very core of all of this, the question that I keep asking myself is, what rights do, I'm going to say it this way, undocumented immigrants, and I know that people will say, oh, no, they got to call them illegal, but I want to take it even away from that more objective position. If you are in this country and you came in here, no documentation, dead of night, through an unmanned area on the border, what rights do you have when you're in the United States?
Well, see, there it depends. And when I say that, for example, if you're caught within a few miles of the border under our current law and current policy, they can turn you around and send you right back where you came from. If you're caught inside the country, again, it depends on your status. If there's a deportation order in place, in other words, you already went through the immigration court proceedings, a judge said, nope, you got no right to be in the U.S. I'm issuing a deportation order. They can pick you up anywhere, put you on a plane, and ship you out of the country. If you are here on an expired visa, like a student, you're supposed to be able to simply pick that person up because their visa has expired, put them on a plane, and ship them out of the country. It gets a little more complicated when you are for example, a permanent resident alien, and the government's trying to remove you for other reasons, there are a whole series of crimes, for example, listed in federal immigration laws that make you almost automatically deportable. I mean, if you're convicted for murder as a permanent resident alien, if you're convicted of being a drug dealer as a permanent resident alien, the government can pretty much ship you out of the country almost automatically. So again, it depends a lot on what kind of alien you are, what your status is exactly.
Is there a real, I've even said this before, it's kind of a political talking point. I believe it, but you could totally dispel what I've said before. The Democrat Party, the activists there in the Democrat Party, due process, they're obsessed with due process right now. And I'm thinking about the people who were arrested, detained, and held after the January 6th situation. Now, I heard a lot of people on the right talking about due process when it comes to the J6ers. Is there a conflict? Is there any sort of hypocrisy in the people who are wanting due process for these illegal immigrants where they weren't advocating for it for the people who were detained, arrested, detained, and charged on January 6th?
Well, yeah, there is a lot of hypocrisy. But the biggest thing that that critics of the Trump administration, the biggest mistake they're making is they're confusing criminal prosecutions with civil matters. And the easiest way to understand that is, look, if you're being criminally prosecuted by the U.S. government, you are entitled to the full constitutional due process rights given to any criminal defendant. For example, you know, the famous Miranda rights, right? You know, when you're arrested, the cops have to tell you you have the right to remain silent. You don't have to say anything. You have a title to a lawyer. That is required under our Constitution, according to the Supreme Court, for anybody being criminally prosecuted. But immigration proceedings, they're not criminal cases. The Supreme Court has said that on multiple occasions. They're just a civil case. And so, for example, when an ICE agent, when they go in and they arrest and detain an illegal alien, they do not have to say to them, oh, here's your Miranda warning. You don't have to say anything. You can remain. They don't have to do that. Not only that, but unlike in criminal cases, the government does not have to provide an illegal alien with a lawyer. So they're confusing civil cases with criminal cases, and your due process rights in a civil case, particularly in immigration, is extremely limited.
Hans, are you telling me the people on the internet don't know what they're talking about?
Yes, I am.
My goal is to never be one of those people. I know I'm not batting 1,000, but that's always the goal. It's why we have experts like you to get to the bottom of what's really actual factual. Hans, thanks for being with us. We love you. Appreciate you being with us.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye. when he was talking about, you're familiar with Miranda rights, are you? Ryan, I go, I'm not, but Ryan is. That was in my head, and I took the pitch.
Good, because we wouldn't have recovered.
I know. No.
Just keep it on track.
I knew it was going to derail
the whole thing. Up. Max, let's just keep it all there.
I was just like, I wonder if Ryan's listening right now. There's a way to test that.
But oh, there is a way to test that.
I didn't. Say it. I want credit for that. This is like what this is a Ryanism. You telling me
what,
something?
This moment?
Yes, I'm doing what you do. I didn't do and say this mean thing to you on the air, and I'm telling you now publicly so that so I get a point.
I can't. I think that you somehow turned that still into an insult.
How?
By saying I'm doing something that's bad, but it's really something you do.
Isn't that what you do though?
Oh, absolutely. I don't deny that.
Well, just own it. You're great at it.
I will own it, and I'll own it for the next 20 minutes.
Which, this is a perfect segue into what Wiggins America is.
These are phrases that women use.
This is how you know it's going to be good.
That may not mean what it should mean on the surface. Mm-hmm. And so I've got multiple pages of these.
Okay.
I'm going to present them to you one by one and see if you can tell me what they mean compared to what the consensus says it means.
What's the source?
I said multiple, no, but New York Post would be the top.
The New York Post did? Okay. Not Career Addict.
Not Career Addict, it's although like, I'm not above that.
How to talk. This is CareerAddict.com, how to talk to your woman boss. That's not really correct. Don't
come
at
me.
That was just a joke. All right, let's take a quick break, and I will interpret for Ryan all those things that women say that they don't really mean and the things they don't say that they really do mean. I wonder if I'll know. I wonder if I'll understand. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
All right, these are a bunch of phrases that women use toward men, on men, you could say.
We'll see about that.
And they don't always mean what they sound like. I'm going to run them by the room, mainly Annie, to find out if this phrase means what I would think it would mean.
Which of you three boys do you think is best at communicating and understanding women?
Ethan.
Why me? I think I would lean that way, too. I think
why
it would
me?
Be Ethan.
I think me and Brad are just kind of nerds.
We just know that we're not good at it.
Yeah, we know we're not very good at it, and you seem like
sounds
you,
to me, Ethan, like you won by default.
We're playing the odds here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would have said Ethan, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I love winning things.
All right, then let's ask these questions first of Ethan.
Okay.
When a woman says, I don't, okay, and by the way, there are two different categories here. The first one I'm going to go with is single women talking to men. Okay, the second one is married women talking to their husbands.
Okay.
This category, single women.
Are you really talking to Ethan now?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't want to ruin our friendship. What does a woman say when she says that to a man when they're single?
I don't want to ruin our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
I know this one.
Well, she's looking for an easy excuse out of, like, to not have to date them.
Confirmed.
Confirmed. Yes, that is correct. That's an easy
one. I heard that.
Guys,
one a lot.
I know you don't want to hear it, but take it because you don't want to hear what she has to say to make it direct.
Well, the article here says, I'm not attracted to you, but you are my friend and I don't want to hurt your feelings.
So if you say, I don't want to ruin our friendship, and they're like, it won't ruin our friendship. It's like, yes, it will, because I don't like you.
Yeah. There's no coming back from,
no,
I don't want to ruin our friendship.
I know that you don't think it would ruin your friendship.
Friend.
I know you want to be lifelong friends.
Yes.
Mm.
The friend zone. All right, next one. So if you're talking to somebody when you're dating and they text you back because they're not texting you enough, I'm just really bad at texting.
No, they're not. They're not really bad at texting. They just don't want to respond to you.
This is still dating.
They're not bad at texting.
I don't think that necessarily means that.
What do you think it means?
It might mean that they're bad at texting. I'm bad at texting.
Not in this situation. If you're trying to avoid someone.
Somebody you like.
Well, if this is... Is the predator? I'll defer to Ethan. I don't really know what we're doing here.
That was the first, the first steps in separating yourself from someone that you were talking to was kind of lengthening out the time between messages that
creating
you would send.
Distance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's exactly right. He's exactly right again.
Yeah. Hit that bell.
It says I'm not really interested, and I'm only responding to be polite, trying to create some distance where we're a little closer.
Yup.
How about this one? I don't post who I date on social media. So this is after you've started dating. And they say, no, I don't post who I date on social media.
This is a red flag, in my opinion. And what I think that this means is you're trying to keep your prospects open if you were to, break up with that person or to keep the interest from other guys or perhaps other females as well, I guess.
As the expert, Ethan,
mm-hmm.
any contrary view there, female in the room? She's Googling it.
Oh, no, I'm talking to the chat. I want to talk to somebody.
No?
I don't know what you asked.
I don't post who I date on social media means, correct, I don't want people to know we're dating, at least not yet, which is a red flag.
No, that's not what that means.
What do you think it means?
It might mean I don't post. If you don't want people to, it doesn't have to be personal.
Are you keeping your options open, though?
Me? No, I'm married.
But if you're saying that to a potential partner, I don't post who I date on social media, are you still keeping your options open?
How many people, back when we dated and you could literally put a status up on your Facebook profile, were committed to each other before you decided to put it on Facebook as a committed situation? A lot. That's another step. That doesn't mean, I don't know what Ethan said about this, but that doesn't, I'm not saying it can't mean I'm not interested in people knowing that you're dating it, but you can't just infer that that's what that means. That sucks.
See, here's the thing.
That means that women can't say what they mean.
Here's the thing. You're thinking way too highly of today's generation.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not really familiar with the dating scene in 2025. So but you are. Continue to ask Ethan.
How about married? Okay, let's go to the other camp of phrases here. These are phrases that a married woman would use to her husband.
Now, these may be a little more familiar with, but you can ask Ethan about these too.
Fine.
There's a little bit of slight in the room right now.
Yeah, I'm ticked.
Is everything fine, Annie?
It really depends on the context. I mean, I'm just going to say initially, it's patently offensive to think that women never say what they mean. Because if you say fine, 100% the tone dictates whether or not it's fine or it is not, in fact, fine.
Mm.
So and every man knows that, and every woman knows it when she says it.
It's the tone.
It's
fine
all tone.
Fine means I dare you.
Annie, are things fine in this room right now?
I'm pretty comfortable being direct, so.
So. Okay. How about.
Ryan has 4.5 minutes to stick the landing.
Speaking of which, the next one. 5 minutes. I just need 5 minutes. If a woman says that.
That means I'm going as fast as I can.
Okay. But it definitely should not be interpreted as actual 5 minutes.
No, it's like dog ears.
Absolutely. Ooh, it is.
Are you actually multiplying by seven?
Depends on the person. See, for me, if I think I'm going, if I think I could literally be done in 5 minutes, I am going to say, I'm not going to give a time constraint. There's a huge difference between being married for almost 20 years and not. But if you're saying 5 minutes, especially if you're in the dating scene, that means I'm not ready yet and I'm going as fast as I can.
You know, we had a good conversation about this a couple of weeks ago where I asked you about, you know, how do I navigate this in a new marriage? You know, the whole like timing thing. Hey, we got to be leaving by this time. How long till you're ready? And, you know, I've been implementing that a little bit.
Has it worked?
We're getting there. We're getting better.
The key is better. You're in that conversation, Ethan. You said that you hate being late, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of it. It kind of depends on the thing.
But
I mean,
it agitates you.
Right, yeah.
And things that you know that agitate you will turn into bigger things. When something else happens, you'll be like, and another thing! And it'll be this.
And another!
But the important thing is to communicate to your significant other that you hate being late.
Mm-hmm.
And then to plan to be there, however much she adds to her 5 minutes, if it's 20 minutes, plan to be there 20 minutes early.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you are there on time because you plan to be there 20 minutes early, you did what you had to do to make each other successful.
This is good wisdom. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, the reason there's a lot of wisdom here is because, you know, you're a woman also, just like my wife is. So you get it.
Yeah. And also, nothing that I just said there, did I really mean? Ethan, or Ryan?
Whoa. And I'm back at square one.
What did she mean?
All right.
You'll never
so
know.
Confused.
Because I'm a female.
I'm so confused.
It's really tough when they laugh afterwards, because then you're like,
was that a
speaking
was that
of,
a real
speaking
laugh?
Of, unrelated but related, in the 2 o'clock hour, I'm going to talk about watching Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure last night. Go on.
That is unrelated.
No, it's not. You said when she laughs afterwards. The whole movie is him going, the whole movie.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, no, I watched it last night, and my kids watched it like we saw something from another planet. Anyway, go on.
Go ahead. So if you ask permission, and your wife says, go ahead.
Mm.
Go ahead means, in the context that they're saying, like, because you could say, hey, I'd like to go golfing on Saturday. I could go, yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you had some more words in there.
Yeah. She also added fine.
No, I could say, go ahead. And Mike, again.
Ooh,
I don't know.
If it's just go ahead, I heard that and I went,
point.
Oh, wait a
that's
minute.
That's a good point.
If a woman cannot say to you, go ahead, and you, if a woman says that to you, and you automatically assume that your wife has some underlying vindictive message behind go ahead, then you need to go to therapy with your wife.
That's a learned behavior, though.
I feel like it's too choice of words to where if it was actually okay, they would say a different selection of words.
No, what I'm saying is a woman should be able to say go ahead, and you can't automatically hear that and assume she means I dare you. it's about context. I'm absolutely not saying that if she says, go ahead, that she's not saying you're going to be in the biggest trouble of your life if you go golf. I'm not saying that she's not implying that, but I'm not saying that 100% of the time, if she says, go ahead, can you infer that she's not saying what she means? The context matters. It is not 100% of the times that go ahead means don't you dare.
Could we say it's 98%?
I guess it depends on your wife.
Can guys get the benefit of the doubt at least if they hear just go ahead and at least kind of doing a double taking, making sure that it is in good, like everything's good?
I think that if you hear just go ahead or go ahead, if you hear that from your wife and you suspect that she doesn't mean it, that you have an honest follow-up conversation to be like, all right, because listen, if you're saying that you want to skip your kid's soccer game in the morning and make her go take her kid to the soccer game because you want to go golf, and she's like, go ahead.
Totally.
You're a dummy and you deserve what's coming to you. If she says, if she's like, hey, I was thinking about going to get a pedicure in the morning, would you care about that? And he goes, well, yeah, I was thinking about maybe going golfing. And she goes, go ahead. And you say, okay, I just want to make sure that go ahead means go ahead and you're cool with that. There's nothing wrong. Like, picking up on the worst construction on what people say and not talking about it is how the little things become really big things, and you're fighting about something because obviously there's tension and dissension in the relationship for something that has nothing to do with golfing and pedicures and soccer games. I just think, like, open communication. You can't just be like, go ahead means don't. You can't do that. It's not a healthy... That is just putting women in a box where their words never mean what they say. Now, it is complicated, and, like, the whole point of what I'm saying is context matters. And yes, women will say things that don't mean what they say. Anyway, we got a break. Tyrus, when we come back, Will Chamberlain as well.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.